Yeah, I'm a little bit lost for words, to be honest. It's just an unbelievable journey, having known a lot of those people, even players and coaches, and to see the work they've put in and to see where they've got to understand what Goody was under at the start of the season. And the players, that their heart was in the right spot. They just needed to work together and sacrifice a little bit of their own performance for the betterment of the team. And it's been the story all year. They've had outstanding performances, have had continuity between mainly the midfielders who have played every game. But I suppose I'm just so rapt for Goody and for Max and the supporters and every past player for Melbourne who has at times been embarrassed, I suppose, to say that they played for the Melbourne Footy Club.
You should feel some real satisfaction, Jordan, because even now they've referred to you this for the conversations you've had this week, as well as the work you did in the pre-season. Yeah, so well done.
No, that's
as well as your super being topped up in the last few years.
That's why people go to football clubs and why you're employed, because you want to help other people who might not necessarily have felt what you've felt.
Yeah.
And now they have, and as Kane said, these are the moments that you just, it's like you're floating on air. You're out on the ground, you understand that the medal ceremony is about to come up. We see Tim Lamb there. He's the head recruiter, the list manager, Choco Williams, first year at the club. There's so many pieces that have been put together over the last couple of years that have made it all happen.
He's just telling Gil how he was the difference. I'm pretty sure that's I read what he said.
I think Gil will be absolutely thrilled. The competition has got through. It's an historic victory. It's a drought breaker. It's in a new stadium. He'd be floating on air as well, because it was such a great spectacle.
If you're going to break the drought, you've got to cross the Nullarbor.
I see. Get on a camel.
Yeah.
We see Glenn Bartlett out there, the ex-chairman, president of Melbourne Football Club, lives over in Perth.
Neville Jetta with tears too.
Yeah. Neville. I mean, Neville was a star for a long time. Lost his place at the wrong time. And yet he's out there, and it's very much, we get reminded. I mean, if it's good enough for him to be out there with a jumper, it's good enough for him to be on the stadium at some stage with the premiership medal around his neck, as long as he's played a game as part of a premiership year, would be my thoughts.
And Simon Goodwin in an embrace with Gil McLaughlin as well. He's been wiping away tears. He's been hugged. Stephen May just about mugs him from behind. Do you feel emotional about it, Jared?
Oh, I feel thrilled for Melbourne. I mean, I went to Melbourne as a young player. In 1979, a bloke called Ron Brassey turned up with a five-year premiership plan in 81. I didn't think it would take 30 years
for that. It's finally come to fruition, Jared.
30 years for that five-year plan to come through. I've seen a lot of down times at Melbourne, had a few upsides. I feel for my brother. I think Greg would be down in Flinders, absolutely emotional about this. He busted his gut for the club. I mean, I clearly went to another club and had great times up in Sydney, but still thrilled for Melbourne and the people I know at Melbourne. I know a lot of former directors, current people who are very close to the club, and they'd be absolutely thrilled.